Welcome to episode 463 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. Often, I used to see colleagues in school during holiday times with classes of students, and this was particularly the case in the lead up to the examination seasons. Revision sessions often needed to be conducted in that way. Our students, or the students in the school I was at last, often had to travel quite a long way to get into school, so that could be difficult, let alone how it was for the staff. Now imagine an environment where you could conduct a lesson online so that people could access it from the comfort of their own homes. Not always ideal. Yes, you sometimes need to be in front of your group. You need to be able to work with individual students. But occasionally, that facility might be particularly useful. Well, a tool that might help with that is Stoodle, S-T-O-O-D-L-E. And what Stoodle does is provide for you a very simple conferencing environment. It gives you a blank whiteboard and some basic tools upon which to add content. So you've got a very simple pen tool and a limited palette of colours. A text tool. You can move anything around on the whiteboard that you've added. And then in addition, you can bring in images. So if you've got an image stored elsewhere, you can add that to the whiteboard. You've got an infinite number of pages. You just click on next page, next page, next page. And you've certainly got a lot more pages than you would have on a normal scrolling board or a fixed whiteboard in your classroom. In order to be able to interact with your group and for them to interact with you, there are two facilities. There's a chat window and there's also a microphone so that you can hear each other speaking, provided everybody's got microphones. There's not much more to it than that. This isn't your Adobe, is it Captivate or whatever the online conferencing system they have is. It's not as sophisticated as that. But then again, that means that it's easy to use right from the get-go. It doesn't take a long while to get used to all the different facilities. You don't need an account. You simply head over to the Stoodle URL and click on the Launch a Classroom button. You're instantly in there. You can then share the unique URL for that particular classroom with your class. And you can do that either by clicking on the email button or if it's appropriate for their needs and you can manage to keep it sort of in a sense hidden, you've got a Facebook and Twitter buttons too. You certainly need to give it some thought as to how you would use a tool like this. This isn't like standing in front of a class and writing on a whiteboard. There may be some initial preparation to do. You may wish to have some resources, some questions, pre-prepared on different pages in your flipboard. You may want to think entirely differently about the way you do things. It's not easy, for example, using the pen tool when you're using a mouse. However, I've tried it on my tablet and you can draw things on the tablet. You can use most of the tools. The one that I couldn't get working was the microphone, but that might just have been my tablet and the tablet I was using. You didn't need a special app. You just, as I said, shared the URL and your students can access it. So that's the kind of thing that would need testing in advance. It won't replace face-to-face classrooms, but it might provide an additional opportunity. Maybe if you've got a student who can't get in, for example, and you're trying to reach out to them, give them a little bit of contact and a little bit of instruction because they're long-term ill or whatever the case may be. And the ease and simplicity of operation of Stoodle might just provide that little bit of assistance, extra assistance that they need. So that's Stoodle,